If you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize I am. John's gospel is constantly referring to the fact that Jesus is God. Jesus is I am. Of course, we know from the burning bush, when God revealed himself to Moses, he said, I am who I am. So here we have Jesus saying, I am. When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize I am. Well, they aren't talking about lifting up Jesus like they had in a football game where you put them on their shoulder and carry around the stadium. They're talking about this right here. They're talking about the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. They're talking about his death. They're talking about when Jesus Christ will be elevated and lifted up to glorify his Father and bring us redemption. You realize who the Son of God is when he is lifted up. You realize who I am when the Son of Man is lifted up. We heard it in our first reading. Moses is out with the people and they're complaining. They don't like the food, they don't have enough water, why have you brought us out here? We're sick of this, we're tired, we're hot. We've been working all day, cutting houses and cutting lawns, and we didn't have enough nachos at dinner. I just want to go home. Gosh. And what does God do? He sends out Sarah's servants. And they get the right people, and people die. And then Moses prays and begs God, God, please help me, help me, help these people. And God says, take one of the servants. Well, take a staff and make a bronze serpent on it, put on a pole. And whoever looks at this bronze serpent mounted on a pole will be healed. And so he does it. He makes a little serpent on a pole. Everybody looks at it, they're healed. And of course, this is where we get the symbol for doctors. Outside of the doctors, even there's like a little cross and there's a snake going around. Well, that's of course from Jewish scripture. Those who look at this are healed. Well, in the Old Testament, Moses looked at a piece of metal, and people looked at it and they were healed. With the full revelation of Jesus Christ, it is Christ himself who has lifted up. It's his actual body and blood that is lifted up. And all who look upon it are healed. All who look upon it realize who Christ is. Remember the centurion? His name is St. Longinus. At the foot of the cross, Jesus actually, you know, this man crucified our Lord. He's raised up. Jesus dies upon the cross. He gives up his spirit. Longinus takes the spear, pierces his side. Blood and water comes gushing out. He's blind in his right eye. The blood and water spewing out of the side of Christ falls into his eye and he's cured right there on the spot. He falls on his knees and says, truly, this is the Son of God. When the Son is lifted up, then you will know that I am. Here is this Roman pagan soldier, when the Son of Man is lifted up, realizes that he is the Son of God. In just moments, right here, on a slab of marble, the altar of the cross, Jesus Christ will be lifted up. At the very end of the Eucharistic prayer, after I hold my hand, this is my body, this is the cup of my blood. I lift up Jesus, through him, with him, in him, the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, almighty Father, forever and ever. And everyone says amen because they say that they believe. They believe what? That the Son of Man is being lifted up. And then what do you say? Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. Thousands of years ago in the desert, you look at a piece of brass, a snake made out of bronze, and you're healed. We don't just have a piece of metal here, people. We got God right here. When we look upon the Son of God who's lifted up, we realize that he is God. And what type of God is he? A God of such amazing love. Amazing love. And you can't look at this crucifix and not think two things. either God is absolutely positively insane, or God is absolutely positively in love with me. Two options. And you know what? Some of you, I think, is both of them at the same time. Because God is insane with love for you and for me. He's absolutely in radical love for you. Many of you have heard of these retreats that we have in the Archdiocese called Consumed. And there's this guy, I don't know if you've ever seen him, his name is Dave. And he's about 350, 400 pounds. He's just this huge dude. He's huge. And he tells people that when he was little, that he had a twin brother, and his mother, he was in his mom's womb. He had a twin brother. He ate him. He's that big. He's a huge dude. But he's a phenomenal speaker, and he's a great, great youth minister. And he has this little saying, which is where the whole Consumed retreat got its name. Every single time that he goes to communion, he comes back to his pew, he says this prayer. Lord, consume my life. Consume my life as you have allowed me to consume yours. Lord, consume my life as you have allowed me to consume yours. It's a beautiful prayer. And it makes perfect sense when you realize what the Eucharist is. God, completely take over every aspect of my life. My social life, my academic life, my sports life, my prayer life, my dating life, my concerns about college life, my troubles with my parents' life. Take over every aspect of my life. Consume my life as you have allowed me to consume yours. Jesus lifts himself up. He allows himself to be docked, to be killed for our salvation. And he lifts up right here at this altar. And it was something that Jews couldn't even imagine. God himself lifting himself up, glorifying himself for us to consume. Consume my life as you have allowed me to consume yours. And we are called to believe that that is the Son of God. Because it is. It truly is the Son of God. It's such a radical teaching that Jesus Christ is the Son of God that these beautiful women back here, these religious sisters, they were so convicted by it that they said, you know, I'm willing to give up everything. Actually, everything in life out of love for this piece of bread. And sisters, I thank you for your witness. I thank you for your 50 years of service and your 60 and your 80 years of service, or however many some of you have back there. Because that's what these young people need to see, is the fact that God lifts himself up. God allows himself to die out of love for us. And the question is, what do we then do in response? If he's willing to die upon the cross, out of love for you, and that's why he does it, it's out of love. How do we then insanely give our lives back to him in response? Now, it doesn't mean you have to be a religious sister, although many of you have been called religious sisters, I know it. Many of you are called to be priests. Many of you are called to be very holy men and women in the sacramental imagery, which we need desperately in our world today. The question is, how do we give back radically when we've been given so radically too by our God? He has given us absolutely everything. How do we give back just an ounce of what he's given to us? He lifts up his whole entire life and dies upon a cross. How do we give back? You guys did an amazing job. Adult leaders are absolutely taken away. Pastor Ed came up to me this morning. He's like, Father, why? You got yourself a breakthrough. Kids here, you know. Heard some good things from the people. I said, the loudest the camp has ever been last night until 10 o'clock. And then, right at 10 o'clock, I'm telling you, he's silent. They sure are happy. Thank you, Pastor Ed. You're doing a great job, and you're giving back, and I thank you for that. I want to affirm you for that. But this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. How do you continue to give? And that's why prayer and reflection tonight are so important. Jesus is going to lift himself up here at this altar in just a second. Lord, consume my life. Take over every aspect of my life as you humbly allow us to consume yours. Tonight we pray to be consumed by God, who lifts himself up for us, who reveals himself to us as the Son of Man. Because we believe it. We do believe that he is. We do believe that he is the I Am, the Alpha and the Omega. Tonight we give ourselves and allow ourselves to be.